says a lot about, you know, it starts upstairs. It starts with the head man, Pat Bowlen, and then it comes down to Mike Shanahan. And those guys, you know, it starts with them because they dedicate themselves to being winners. They dedicate themselves to bringing in the best players possible. And, you know, we don't get caught up in egos. We don't get caught up in money around here. You know, guys go out to play for each other. And, you know, when it's all said and done at the end of the day, that's all you're going to really have, man, is your pride and how you go out and perform on Sunday. So, you know, we look forward week in and week out to the challenge, but I've been blessed to be part of a great organization that takes pride in winning.
As a guy who knows Jake pretty well, how do you think he's feeling after this game? He looks spectacular at times, and other times he probably didn't have the type of game he wanted.
Well, you know, Jake, I think Jake is his toughest critic, and that's a great thing because when you're your toughest critic, you're not going to lie to yourself. I think he knows he could have played better, but he also made some great plays. And, you know, we're a team. We're going to ride with our team until the end. We're going to ride with our quarterback until the end. And as a defense, it's to support our offense. So when they're sputtering, we have to go out and get stops and find a way to get them the ball to get them some momentum. So from that aspect, you know, we're a little disappointed because we didn't give them what they wanted. But a win is a win, and we're happy about that.